Welcome to the Poetry Break. I'm Mark Harshman, and today's poet is going to be Maggie Anderson. One of the highest tributes that can be paid to Maggie is that she is held in equal esteem as not only a superlative poet, but as a superlative teacher as well. Professor Emerita and past director of the Wick Poetry Program at Kent State University, she is the author of many highly acclaimed volumes of poetry. A large number of Maggie's poems speak directly from the experience of her family's background in West Virginia. Spitting in the leaves. In Spanishburg, there are boys in tight jeans, mud on their cowboy boots, and they wear huge hats with feathers, skunk feathers, they tell me. They do not want to be in school, but are. Some teacher cared enough to hold them. Unlike their thin, disheveled cousins, the boys on Matoka's main street in October, who loll against parking meters and spit into the leaves, because of them, someone will think we need a war, will think the best solution would be for them to take their hats and feathers, their good country manners, and drag them off somewhere, to Vietnam, to El Salvador. And they'll go from West Virginia, from hills and back roads that twist like politics through trees, and they'll fight, not because they know what for, but because what they know is how to fight. What they know is feathers, their strong, skinny arms, their spitting in the leaves. That's a good poem. I love the way Maggie Anderson is able to give us a poem with such a deep and profound sense of the realities in this troubled world we all live in. And at the same time, give us a poem full of whimsy, as you'll see in this one, titled Related to Sky. At dusk, the blue line of these hills looks, of course, like waves. So I wave. Hello, hills. Being hills, they do not speak back, but just draw in more light. Clouds, a small platoon of healing hands, brush the trees. I try to find the exact spot of the stars I liked in last night's sky. Impossible. The leaves sift and muffle, make room for the moon. I try to remember the color of those leaves, how they were, their shaggy shapes, now draped in dark, cover the round animal back of the hills. I try to remember how it was once ocean floor and will be again, ancestral and related to the sky. I try not to read too much into a poem. I always like for a poem to be able to stand on its own two legs, and all of Maggie's do. But it is true, as I read this next poem, that I'm made very much aware that Maggie was a teacher, because there's a real fondness and respect for teaching in the next poem. The thing you must remember. The thing you must remember is how, as a child, you worked hours in the art room, the teacher's hands over yours, molding the little clay dog. You must remember how nothing mattered but the imagined dog's fur, the shape of his ears and his paws. The gray clay felt dangerous. Your small hands were pressing what you couldn't say with your limited words. When the dog's back stiffened, then cracked to white shards in the kiln, you learned how the beautiful suffers from too much attention, how clumsy a single vision can grow and fragile with trying too hard. The thing you must remember is the art teacher's capable hands, large, rough, and grainy, over yours, holding on. I don't know what to say about this poem, Report From Here, except that it makes me smile with all its clever intricacies and all the subtle flirtation that goes on in this poem. Report From Here. Today, a sudden change in the weather. At breakfast, everyone was angry. Someone sat in the wrong seat and someone else was jealous. These two had words, and the rest of us stared at our eggs. nothing is more thrilling than passion, the unlikely sparks an argument gives off. Someone with a book flipping through pages, reading out passages with incomparable fire, or the heat in the back seat of the car last night on the snowy road, squeezed in beside a stranger. Her voice had gone dry and her speech slurry and soft. Our thighs were touching and our faces backlit every half mile by the passing houses. Outside, cold wind like a heart attack. And nothing is more thrilling. Our hushed voices. Where were we going? Some vague, hasty plan. Both of us caught a little off balance by the speed of what we almost undertook and then did not. The door opening, others coming in with snow on their boots, laughing. Good night. These poems are from the book Windfall, New and Selected Poems by Maggie Anderson from the University of Pittsburgh Press. I'm Mark Harshman, wishing you good words in the air and on the page.